SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Monday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Very, very busy Monday night. We start a new week of CNL here with a lot happening. We, of course, have our Super Bowl matchup set, Super Bowl 58. Niners and the Chiefs, get ready. 2 weeks of Mahomes, and Purdy, Shanahan, Taylor Swift, Kelce, all of it. You get it all. So we will, of course, talk about that and the games, our thoughts on the games on yesterday. Because me and Joe, I purposely didn't talk to Joe or really at all today, aside from one thing, a bet that bothered me. But aside from that, me and Joe really haven't gotten to discuss together either of the conference championship games. So we have that. We have some live action. There's a ton of NBA tonight, including coming up at the top of next hour, Joker and Giannis, a little Nuggets Bucks going on. I got a little something cooking in the Nick Hornet game that I'll tell Joe about in a moment. A little Wembanyama tonight, too. So we're flying. We got college hoops, Duke and Virginia Tech, as they just started the second half with Duke up a couple. We've got the Texas and Houston coming up at the top. So a very busy Monday. Matthias Berbel steering the ship, Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Wait, you know what, Joe? Now I got to do it the right way. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. See, that's how much stuff there is to do. It took me that long just to get to that. So how about, you know, that's just how it goes.
Unbelievable.
It really is. Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
What's up, Carver? I'm involved in college hoops tonight. I took a slam play on Duke. Duke is up 4. I'm laying 3.5. I'm on Jimmy Butler's usual bell cows, 25+. I'm on this Rozier for 16.5. Valanciunas for 10 bounds. He's got 3. And then I took a couple of unders. How about this? Juicy. Mm. Right? Under in Houston, Texas, 130.5. Under Clippers Cavs, 225.
Wow.
Under 229 in Heat Suns. Under.
That?
Under. All of a sudden now this Vatek is going to, like, here we go now. Clemson struggle with, Duke struggle with Clemson on Saturday night. I don't know how Duke won that game because they trailed.
The kid got fouled and he made the two free throws at the end.
Unbelievable. But it was, the guy's getting mugged under there. How about a flag or something? I mean, come on. Basically ripped his head off. What is this? I know, Vatek now. Here we go. This team is 13-7. They're gutless. But because they're playing Duke, they're actually doing something. Give me a break.
Mm.
That's 10 for Rozier. Terrible Terry has 10 in the first half. This is the night he breaks out. This is the night.
This is the night he breaks out.
6 for Butler. Come on, Jimmy.
Jimmy getting involved. I'll tell you what I have cooking in the Nick game, Joe, for you. I have Josh Hart. For a double-double. And I'll tell you why. I thought the price was plus 250. You know, with Randall out, Joe, you know, somebody's gotta pick up some of the slack on the glass, and even just minutes in terms of a little bit of scoring. And I figured Hart gonna get some burn. He's got 9 boards already and 6 points as they're at halftime. Mm. So give me a board and a couple buckets, Joe, in the second half, and we'll be looking good with Josh Hart. We'll cash an early one there.
There you go, Josh Hart. You also like a game in Austin, don't you? You got me.
Oh, I do. I like this Texas-Houston game that's going to come up at the top of the hour.
Could they play D tonight? Could they play D? I'm on the under.
We can get you the under, I'm sure. How about this Vatek down 3, Joe? This Vatek down 3.
All of a sudden, that's what I'm saying. They're
well, you have it with Vatek, right? Aren't you with Vatek?
No, I have Duke.
You laid
get
it?
Get it right.
You laid it.
I'm on Duke. I laid it.
I apologize. I thought that you were... Oh, that's right. You told me that the mushes were on Virginia Tech.
The mushes were on Vatek.
That's right. You told me that. I didn't get a text from you saying the mushes are all on Vatek. I'm going the other way.
Going the other way.
I like Texas with the points. At home tonight against Houston. I do like that.
All right.
I'm going to be in
on
that as well.
Let's hope it's a dead under.
We have the Clippers and the Cavs in NBA. There are a minute left in the first half, 53-52. Good one going there. I mentioned the Knicks. They're up 3 at the half in Charlotte on the Hornets. Pelicans up 9 on the Celtics, Joe, early in the second quarter in Boston. The Nets hammering the Jazz, 43-28. See what happens when Ben Simmons comes back?
He's an all-world, all-pro type of player.
Suns are up 26-22 on the Heat. When we've got a bunch of games, Joe, that are going to tip here. I kind of like the Rockets tonight against the Lakers.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Is AD playing?
AD is playing.
You want to do his bounds?
You want to do his bounds? No, I don't really want to do his bounds. Don't want to do his bounds. And LeBron's playing too. You know, they're always questionable. But they played that long double overtime game with Golden State on Saturday night, Joe. So I'm thinking we can catch the Rockets here, maybe.
Snoozy?
With the Lakers a little snoozy after that. The Spurs are 3.5 point favorites with Washington. I went with the Wembanyama threes tonight, Joe, for 3 threes. He's been hitting his 3 threes, and the price, I saw a big difference in price from one book to the other, so I went with a longer plus 270 for him to hit 3 threes tonight, so I'm on that.
All right, there you, let's get it. Can we get terrible,
a couple
Terry?
Nights ago. Timberwolves and OKC tonight, that's about to start. Minus 2.5 for the Thunder, who lost the Pistons last night, Joe. So,
How does that happen?
Yeah, it's called taking a night off. And the Bucks and the Nuggets are at 9 o'clock East. That's Joker and Giannis. We will get involved there. No Embiid tonight for the Sixers, and they're still 8.5 point favorites in Portland against the Trailblazers.
Incredible.
So we
Incredible.
Have a big night of NBA. We're, of course, Joe, going to discuss our Super Bowl matchup and how we got there. Me and you, obviously, probably aren't the biggest Dan Campbell fans, but you actually, I really have not heard Joe's take yet on this, so we're going to wait, and I want to hear what Joe has to say about Campbell going for all the fourth downs, not kicking the field goals, because Joe hates kickers. So I'm going to assume that Joe had no problem with it, but we'll find that out when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're just getting going on a Monday night on the grid. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah!
Stand up and shine!
Whoa, and a big 3 over there on the wing for Duke, going back up 6.
The
big 3!
Extend.
And then Vatek misses, and they're pushing tempo here, Joe. They're pushing
tempo. Run the floor.
What number you got here?
3.5.
Oh, all right. All right. That was a big
I need Jimmy B. I also took Dame Time again. Usual suspects.
Oh, my God. You and this Dame Time.
4-3.
Hey.
I don't know. You can't take him on points. Can you take him on threes?
I
thought the guy was a sharpshooter. Why? Is he
this?
In the gym?
Celtics down 44-27 at home to the Pelicans.
Good. I have the under.
8.5 to go in the first half. Get the Celtics plus 180 right now.
Nah, I can't do it.
Money line.
I can't do it. This might be an off night for them. Here goes this Vartek. They nailed the three now. Could we just step on them? I don't understand what it is. In college hoops, you just got to take the points because all dogs cover all the time.
Do you think that in the NFL on the road in a playoff game, you should take the points? You think you should do that too? What do you think?
Say it again.
When you're on the road in the NFL in a playoff game, should you take the points? Should the same philosophy
here we go.
Take
you're
the points?
Talk about like Mahomes and stuff.
I was actually going to talk about Campbell taking the points and kicking a field goal, but
of course you take the point. Well, I had a problem with one of his fourth down conversions.
Another three for Duke. Duke
there
bangs
you go.
A three on the
come
other
on
end.
Now. It's three Let's ball go. City. You want to go mano a mano? You want to go shot for shot?
Let's go.
Scutless team, Vartek. Borderline 500 team. Let's put the dagger in them. Break their will now. Gutless.
500 team.
13-7. 500 in the ACC. Come on now. I mean, really.
Take them down.
They got no height. They got no athleticism. We should be burying this team.
Take them down.
Gutless.
Shouldn't even be a game.
There it is, another three ball. How about that? Extend.
Wow.
Seven. Get the whip
extend.
Out.
Let's go.
Go, make it nine. I want nine. I want nine, then I want 11.
So you were saying you had a problem with Campbell doing it, or you didn't have a problem?
I had a problem with one of Campbell's fourth down.
He had a lot of problems. He had a lot of things in the second half you can question him about, that's for sure.
No, but the problem that I have with the first fourth down conversion was the fact that at that particular time when you're up 14 points and it's your first drive of the second half, you want to keep that pressure on Purdy. Like, they come out, they're all hyped up. You want to deflate them, right? You gave them a jolt with a whole second half left. They kick the field goal there. They're still up. Purdy comes down, he scores a touchdown. They're still down 10. Then the fumble happens, you're still down 3. You're still down. You're fighting. That pressure is continuously on the offense to make plays. When you go for it on fourth down in that situation, even though it was the right play call and they designed it well, when you don't convert, all of a sudden now it's like an added jolt. It's like almost like 14 points because now the momentum, the crowd's back. Everything is going their way.
You wanted him to kick it their first possession of the second half. So the Niners had the ball first. They got a field goal to make it 24-10.
Right.
When they went down, you wanted him to extend it back to 17.
Yes,
you wanted to
put exactly.
That extend.
Yes, because think about it. They get the three. Now it's there's no positive momentum.
And I mean Reynolds dropped that ball. He should have caught it.
I understand, but you also have to take into account if you don't get it, what does that do to the emotional mindset? It's almost like a double positive. They get the field goal, they get the ball back. That's it.
You also didn't, yeah, but they also got a absolute fluky play with the ball going off the guy's helmet and IU catching it.
Yeah, but they scored the touchdown on that.
I know that, but I'm just saying, like, that was a super fluky
play. I understand, but they still have the ball. Like, here's the thing. Is the crowd as involved and juiced up if they're down 17 or 14?
You want to get the crowd back down is what you're saying. I actually think they probably were upset, Joe, that they got three instead of seven to start the second half. They probably were wanting more.
Get the three, and they're like, okay, now you give them the fourth down. Now they're like, oh, here we go. We cut it to one. One score, right? They kick the field goal. It's like, oh, man, now we gotta drive the length of the field. We got to force them to, you know. I mean, a lot of things can happen in that situation.
No doubt. A lot of things can happen.
But that's what I'm saying. When you have the pressure on them to always, it's like an uphill battle, right? You cut it to one, you cut it to two. Now you got the ball back. You could cut it to one. It's the emotional aspect. Forget the analytics. Forget everything. It's you want to erase any positivity that San Francisco could have had. They got three. We took it right back. Not that they get three. You just gave them a 10-point swing. And I understand that it did it because it bounced off the guy's hands. But wasn't there a flag on that? I was
no,
watching.
They said the flag was picked up. They said there was no flag on the play.
Yeah, that was because the guy caught it. If the guy intercepts it,
Look, you know that. I don't know, but that's what they said.
So it's hindsight. It's 50-50 with
so
that.
So what about the one at 27-24?
No, because at that particular time, you're going for broke. You're going to win the game, right? I mean, it's different. You're still going to win the game.
Decent amount of time left when that with that one.
Yeah, but I mean, I didn't have a problem with that one because they're trailing. They're trying to get the momentum back. If he would have kicked the field goal then, they would have never been in that situation. Right?
Well, they would be tied at that point. Yeah. I mean, who knows how it plays out.
Right. If the guy makes it. Now, if the guy misses it, then, you know, but then take the kicker, rip his helmet off, and throw it 40 feet into the stands because he would never see the field again if he missed it.
Right.
But right. You got to give him what was the first one? The first one was like a 47-yarder?
I can tell you that right now. Hold on. I have the play chart up.
Thought they were on the 31.
I have it here. Give me one moment.
And what was with the play call? I talked to Kevin about this on Game Time Decisions, and he brought up a good point. Why is he running St. Brown on third down and not Gibbs?
The play, yes, that was, you're right. That third and four, they ran St. Brown up the middle for two.
I mean, the guy's a buck 65.
So they were on the... They were on the 28, so it would have been a 45-yard field goal.
Oh, that's a chip shot. It's not a borderline.
But these kickers are all, you know. And the second one would have been 2 yards longer, 47-yarder. The one that he passed up when they were down three. I will say, Joe, we deserve the cover.
Yeah, but, I mean, we deserve the win, too.
We deserve the win, too. Well, no doubt. And I didn't even tell you this. I reloaded, too, in the morning. Like, I saw them get up to 9-1 to win the Super Bowl. And I said, come on, they can win this game. They have 14. So I went in for more on the 9-1. And then I'll tell you when we come back. At halftime, I saw the Niners at +325 or something like that. I said, I should go take this. And I didn't do it, of course. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Yeah. There you go.
Great song, by the way. I love that song. I love that.
Cavs up 58-52 on the Clippers early in the third quarter. Very early. Knicks are now up 11 on Charlotte, 66-55. So they're extend. Celtics down 10. So now it's +112. There's 2 minutes left in the first half.
I got all garbage tonight. No, the usual.
Nets are up 19. Yeah, Heat are down 10. What are you went with Jimmy again?
Come on, +195 for 25. I mean, Valanciunas dead in the water with four bounds. These guys are just like gutless, like step up. I mean, how about this Rozier, 10 points. He's stuck on this number for like an hour. Like, what are we doing here? Who's scoring? I mean...
Lakers down one in Houston against the Spurs.
I'm telling you this right now. This Dame Lillard doesn't step up tonight, I'm going to have a problem. Big problem with them tonight.
I played the FanDuel boost for that game.
I have four threes out of him.
Which was Giannis and Joker to each score 25, +150.
That's juicy.
You probably get more max than me on that. You should probably go.
No, I don't know. I didn't even see it.
It's on the boost. You
I'm on the I'm on this under tab. Clipper game, 225.
That's what you have? You have 225?
Yeah, I have.
It's 220 and a half live.
This Butler, though, what's his in-game number? I mean, 6 minutes in the second. I mean, this guy brings up the ball every single time up the court. He can't.
Butler's got six, and his number's 19 and a half.
Ugh.
I guess Booker's not being a pig tonight. You know, Booker's been an absolute pig lately for the Suns. 62, 47, 42. And, you know, basically letting Durant and Beal, you know, just barely getting rot. Scraps.
Like they just rot when, you know, right. It's like the black hole when the ball goes through.
Like last night they lost in Orlando. The guy had 46 points and they lost. Durant had 15. Beal had 6. You know, it's like,
spread it around a little bit. Hey, Book, could the ball come back around? It's like the black hole. It goes to him. It's like, that's it. The ball goes in and never comes back. It's incredible. Until I bet him to get 25 plus, right? Then he'll shoot like two times and he'll have 14 points and 17 assists. It's incredible.
Well, tonight he's got 3 points with 6 minutes left in the first half. Booker, and his live number
is
21.
Butler, 8 for Butler. There's Butler. The Butler did it. The Butler did it.
There's a little bit from Joe, and then there it is. Just crack the door open a little bit.
Something. Can you at least get us like 12 by the half so we're on pace? How about a little something?
What do you need from him?
20? That's a bad call.
You need 20?
25.
25?
I mean, if he has 12 by the half, he's on pace. This Flipanowski for Duke, kid gave him too much body English.
Yeah.
I think it was a little bit of a flop, too. I don't want to say anything. Here we go.
You don't want to say anything? You think it was a bit, I don't want to say anything. I think it was a bit of a flop.
Up 9! You try to take out our best player, and we're still up 9. How about that? Scutless team, Hokies.
63-54, Duke now leads. With they're going to go to the under 8 timeout in momentarily.
Who do we like in the other game in college tonight?
I just said I like Texas tonight.
No, I know. I'm on the under. There's another game, though.
No, those are really the only two games that matter.
I mean, we could jump in on like...
You're looking to get involved with, the Islanders of Texas A&M Corpus Christi? I mean, who are you looking to peak here? What?
I mean, honestly, I think we should jump in on this Alcorn State Bethune-Cookman call.
Let me just tell you something. There's no chance that I'm involved in that game.
150 and a half.
I couldn't pick anyone in that game out of a lineup.
It doesn't matter. It's the number looks right. The number looks juicy.
I don't. I just can't. That conference. I don't know the teams. They're always a 16 in the NCAA tournament. I got nothing to do with them. I follow when I mid majors. When I start looking at it, it's the ones that I know are going to be on those 12 to 15 lines. Those are the right. If you're going to be a 16, I got nothing.
Here's Terry Rozier. 12 for Rozier. 12 for Rozier.
Who else you got scoring in that game? Like,
I got him and Butler.
Why'd you take two guys from the Heat?
Because they're in two separate parlays. Take a ride. Check it out.
Just great.
Here we go with the fouls in Blacksburg now. It's not good enough to have Duke win by like 20. We gotta try and cut this game under 10, right? I mean, these refs are ridiculous. Like seriously, the guy's flailing going to the iron. Like he didn't even get hit. Can we stop? Guy didn't even get touched with a fingernail in the N1. Like ridiculous right now.
Need this Wembanyama to get going.
Oh, he's got such a big wingspan.
Please stop.
He does. He takes up so much space.
4 for 4 from the floor. The problem is he hasn't shot a 3 yet. I need 3s from him.
You need 3s. He's a 5'2 player. Pop not coaching him up from the perimeter.
He's
How come?
He's been getting the 3s lately. He's hit three threes his last two games. So I went back to it tonight, trying to stay hot.
What did you think? Let me ask you this, because I didn't get your take. What did you think about Kelce breaking Jerry Rice's record? They're like, honestly, like, come on.
I don't think much of it.
Me neither. Did you see Nance? Look, oh, Travis Kelce breaking the great Jerry Rice.
I think about as much of it as Kelce did when he told him. Kelce didn't seem to care either.
I'll hand it to him. I'll give some props to Travis Kelce.
He's a winning player.
He did step up.
He's a winning player.
I don't know how Baltimore, when you know that's one of the only players that Mahomes has to really go to, him and Rice, how you don't double-team him after the guy has five receptions on five targets. Why you allow him to get 11 targets, 11 receptions, and over 100 yards? Like, can you chip him? Can you double-team him? Can you, you know, force him off the line of scrimmage? Like, how you get, like, just early release and allow him to catch that many passes is just absolutely ridiculous to me. But what do I know? Like, really, they had nobody else. Nobody else. One catch from Justin Watson. Eight from, Rashee Rice for 42 yards. Dink and dunk. And then the big one to Valdez-Scantling. It was almost like, don't throw the ball to Stonehands. Like,
That was the amazing part about that catch he made to seal the game. That guy's been dropping balls all year. I mean, all year that guy's been dropping passes, and he catches that one. Like, come on. Get serious. Baltimore de-adjusted, Joe.
They did a good job.
They played well. Now, they spent a little bit too much time running around celebrating after every play. They probably did a little bit too much of that.
Wow. Where was the sense of urgency out of Baltimore? Didn't you feel like, oh, yeah, they were just rope-a-doping it? Like, we're down 10.
Their offense isn't built for that.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem. Yeah, wake up. You're down 10 points in the fourth quarter. When does the bell go off that you have to put it into gear? Take it 8 minutes, six minutes. The play clock goes down to zero. Like, wake up. These coaches, time management. Like, wake up. That's what you get paid $10 million for. You don't get paid $10 million to win ball games in the regular season. You get paid $10 million to have the attention to detail that when your ass is trailing by double digits, you don't take the play clock down to every possession in the fourth quarter down to 3 seconds.
The game plan was pathetic.
Yeah, but Carver, I mean, you're telling me they couldn't incorporate OBJ earlier? He's throwing a Zay
Flowers.
They didn't
throw it to him until the fourth quarter.
I know, but he's throwing a Zay Flowers like Zay Flowers is, I don't know.
Yeah, but this, and I know that, me and you could say this because we were on Beckham, so we wanted Beckham to have a big game, but it was everyone, Joe. They didn't throw to anybody. Like, Andrews and Likely were both out there, didn't do anything. No Bateman, no Beckham. No, I mean, it's like forced a few to Flowers.
Yeah, but that's on Lamar. Like, what are they running?
I thought Lamar had an awful game.
I did too, but the point is the formations, though, too, Carver.
But he's not getting the heat today, Joe.
Who?
Lamar.
Well,
he ain't getting the heat.
I'm on this show. I'll give him the heat. He sucked.
He wasn't good. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have everybody with us here. I'm probably going to be, Joe, in trouble with this Josh Hart double-double. He's still got 6 points and 9 boards, and the Knicks are now up 21. with a 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Now, maybe the good thing I have going for me is...
Incredible.
Is they don't really have much of a bench tonight. They're only playing eight guys. Now, that can obviously change if the game gets into the 20-25 area. But, you know, they don't have a lot of bodies. With Randall out and a few other things. Hartenstein's not really playing full minutes, so maybe Joe, he hangs around in the fourth to scrap up a couple buckets and a board. Hopefully he can get that. It would be a nice way to start the night. This Wembanyama just came back in the game. I need him to start it, and he's just take some threes for me. At least give me the
That's
volume,
it.
Joe.
69,
I can never be upset.
59.
Oh, here
69,
we go.
extend.
Back to what Joe needs. Back to what Joe
no,
needs.
No, no, the
Duke Wembanyama. Up 10. No. Duke up 10. 4:13 to go. 69-59.
No,
here they
you
come.
Said the Wembanyama.
Here come the Dukies.
Extend.
Extend with the Dukies.
What do you want me to do with Wembanyama? You want me to jump? Butler's got number 13. Can we will him in?
No, we don't. We don't need. We don't need to will anything.
We don't need. We don't need.
We.
You know that's not right. I pull for you.
I know you do. I know, Joe.
I was pulling for you last night.
Duke ball under four timeout. They're up 10. Let's go. You were pulling for me last night when?
With Detroit.
Well, we were both on Detroit.
Yeah, I know. So, see?
You know what else bothered me about Detroit? I mean, could we get Gibbs a little more involved in the passing game, Joe?
But that's my point. You see, I don't understand something. He fumbles the football, right? You don't put him back in the game? Like, I mean, you're still trying to win the game. Like, I just don't understand. You're going to punish the guy, but yet he's one of your most explosive players. You're telling me you can't get him out in the passing game? It's just garbage. Just garbage. Some of these, you know.
Campbell had a bad half. He had a real bad half.
He came apart at the seams.
Everything just unraveled so quickly, Joe, that I think it was just between missing the fourth down, the tipped ball off the helmet IU caught, to the fumble, then McCaffrey's in again. Like, it just really snowballed fairly quickly.
Yeah, it was the Gibbs fumble that really, I mean, once they got it tied, it was, oh, you knew that they were just caving in, right? It was like,
once they tied the game, I thought there was no chance Detroit was going to win.
Yeah.
No shot. And it made me even more, I was telling you as we were going to one of those breaks earlier, like, I saw the 325, and I went, do I back myself up here with all this line money I put in this morning? And I said, nah, they're up 17. They're going to finish this game out. Wrong.
Terrible. It's just terrible. I'm telling you, like, they had if you would have said Detroit's going to start the game up 14-0, you would have been like, that is the best possible scenario for them to win the game. And, you know, honestly.
Of course, you know, this Jameson Williams with two touchdowns. I mean, come on.
Too little, too late to go. That's my guy.
Yeah, too little, too late is right. You wait till now to. The first one didn't even help anyone unless you had him for a touchdown because it was all rushing yards.
Yeah.
It wasn't even receiving yards. It was all rushing yards.
I know. And
brutal.
If you would have caught that big one, remember where he was down the sideline?
Yes.
I needed that. I mean, I needed him for 40 yards. He finished with 25. He gets 40. I hit two parlays. Crazy.
Heat down 13 at the half.
Think Jimmy's going to play now?
He's got 13. I mean, you're right.
Terry's got 12. Terry's got 12. He's not afraid. Terry not afraid.
Man, the Suns up 13. They've at least spread it out tonight. 8 for Booker, 10 for Durant, 9 for Beal. So they've spread it out.
Is this
hey,
Doc's
Hero,
Dave?
With three threes.
Is
yes, Doc's, I believe Doc is coaching tonight, yes.
Oh, wow.
Doc's in tonight.
This is the Doc appearance. You know, they're going to roll out the red carpet. I wonder if Dame Time, you know, really feels comfortable now that Doc is calling the plays. You know? Hopefully he could step up, Doc.
Let's see, Joe. I'm almost positive that he's there.
I mean,
tonight.
Doc's his coach.
Yeah, Doc's in tonight.
Yeah.
I see some footage of him from before meeting the media. We'll have to play some of that on Coast to Coast tomorrow. Listen to Doc sell everybody how he's going to bring the Bucks to a title. Now, Embiid's not playing tonight for the Sixers, Joe, and he didn't play Saturday.
Uh-oh. He's nicked
either.
Up.
Well, he's nicked up, and they play at Golden State tomorrow night. Now, he's now slipped to 5-1 for the MVP, Joe, and it's not because of his performance. If he misses five more games, he can't win the MVP.
He won't miss them. They'll roll him out there.
I don't know, Joe. I mean, if he's hurt, he's hurt. Like, he misses five more games, he can't win the MVP. I mean, that, do you got a problem with that? Do you think I've already seen that? Nobody had a problem with it last year. Now, all of a sudden, when everybody was sitting and there was tons of load management, now suddenly everybody's got a problem with it if he misses the games, that he's going to be out for the MVP.
Isn't it about the greater good? Like, isn't it about winning the championship, though?
Got to play 65 games to qualify. So, misses five more, he can't get there. So does that prop up some of these other guys? Giannis is 7-1 now. Luka's 7-1.
I told you Luka at 10-1. You didn't believe me, though.
Yeah, he's had a pretty good couple games.
Want to take Luka at 7-1? Could we want to put it with the golf? Little Harry English?
We actually got a real good event this week at the golf.
I've been hot with the golf.
Well, I wouldn't call it. How were you hot this weekend?
JoJo Highsmith cracked the top 50.
He finished 35th or something like that.
Perfect. That's good for him. 14 by two.
You didn't bet him for a top 40.
Bury them. Those Hokies. Step on them. Extend.
You bet him to win.
Extend. Carver, JoJo Highsmith heading into the final round was in fourth.
Fifth.
All right, whatever.
He finished
33rd. I put him on the map.
Guess what? Did you go to the window?
No, but I'm doing much better with the golf handicapping coming out in this short period of time. Most likely you'll get me in the end, but I'm just saying, the kid's hot.
Most likely I'll get you in the end. It's been all bombs so far. It's been awful.
Well, you don't cap like that. Mikey Chalk. So, you know.
Mikey Chalk, Joe. I mean, nobody under 100's won yet.
Well, you should. I can't help it. Here's the thing. Sometimes the pot of gold, you don't see the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow with the big dogs. You like the chalky guys that are there, that are usual suspects, and I understand why, because, you know, over the course of maybe, what do they play, 30 or 40 tournaments, they most likely will be there. But, you know, sometimes the cream does rise to the top. Sometimes, you know, Nicky Dunlap and JoJo Highsmith are the best in their field.
That's gonna come crashing down this week because we an elevated event with a really solid field.
Yeah, but you know
Rory,
what?
Rory, Scheffler, Hovland, Spieth, Homa.
Elevated event.
Don't
get up.
Will the 100-1 streak, 100-1 plus streak continue? Maybe. Maybe. We actually have the last year's winner is 110-1, Justin Rose, but this wasn't the same field. This wasn't elevated last year. So you got a lot of good players here that don't normally play Pebble Beach. Let's see who's. Oh, Nicky Dunlap's playing too, Joe, because he turned pro.
I'm trying to find it. Where's the PGA tab on this thing?
You got to go to golf. They don't have it up on the main yet. Nick Dunlap, 120-1.
Really?
Yeah. And this French dude, Pavon, who won this weekend, who I never heard of in my life, he's 120-1 now, too. See, these guys all win, and now they get to play in these big-time events.
Carver, help me out here. I got to go to the home.
Go down to All Sports and hit golf. All Sports.
Where's the All Sports? All right.
And then golf.
I got you. Yeah. See, this is... You know, we need a better...
What do you need?
Where's the golf?
I can't find the golf. Put it with the golf.
Hot as a piss. That's why. You see, I understand. The dude knows I'm hot, and they want to make it difficult for me. I understand. All right,
JoJo Highsmith. Yeah.
Now, Carver, I'll tell you who I'm going with. You ready?
Yeah, let's hear it. Early in the week pick here. This is a Monday, and you're going to make this pick. Who are you going with?
You know,
you might as well get it out to the clients early in the week since you've been so hot with the golf. Go ahead.
No, don't say it like that. That's not right of you. Let me just say this. This guy's been popping into my head every time that I've seen his name. And I haven't picked him, and I feel like the kid's going to step up now. Nicky Hardy. Nicky Hardy is talking to me.
Nick Hardy, huh?
Nicky Hardy. His friends and family call him Nicky.
Nicky, yeah.
Nicky Hardy.
Nick Hardy. 301 this week.
Yeah.
Pebble.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. Nicky Hardy, to me, is a guy that, you know, when we... I remember when I did... I broke down some film with a couple of golf gurus, and they were monitoring his swing on the kickback.
Oh, were they?
He's got such a release from the time of the upper pinnacle, right, until he breaks baseline, all right?
Right.
And when he breaks pie, and he goes straight through.
Mm. Is that right?
Well, yeah, the amount of torque... That is forearms and hips get into the swing, allow him to really, on this course, shoot a little bit longer than some of the other usual suspect pros.
You believe all that, huh?
His body torque. He's got a body torque, they said, of 45 miles an hour when he swings it. Nicky
Hardy. You believe all this?
Nicky, don't call me Ed Hardy. Supposedly what they call him on the street.
Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. More to do after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Yeah. To the danger zone. All right, so Duke wins by 10, Joe.
Nice.
That's in the books. So
slam
77-67.
Play.
Slam play for Duke. Mushes go down. The whole deal. And you're in the books there. So what about Texas and Houston now? 4.5 for Houston
on
the road in Austin. 129.5. Joe says under.
I'm on the 130 and a
blue collar game. Rock.
Slam it. I need this Jimmy Butler, Carver. I need Butler to get me 12 more points. This guy should be taking this game over. Phoenix plays no defense. Could we get a little something? Could we get Jimmy B back in the playoffs? I mean, really. Like, what are we doing here, Carver?
Can we get him
so
back?
So annoying
in the... Why not?
With this guy. He could go 5 for Valanciunas. 5 for Valanciunas.
This is
step
what,
up.
Boards you're looking for? Boards.
Bounce.
Yeah.
Little
bounce.
Body English.
Bounce. What do you like in this in the Nugget Buck game?
I don't know. What do you want to take?
I told you I'm on the both of them to score 25 deal. FanDuel, but I kind of like the Bucks in Doc's first game.
How about the over?
Yeah, why not?
Are you just saying that? I'll put it in right now.
No, why not? We can do the
over. All right, let's do the over, okay? And I'm going to put it with Nick Hardy to win it.
Yeah.
$10 pays $5,700.
Good luck. God bless and good luck. We got another hour to go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.